What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, October 17th, 2017 here. And before we get into the show, a little word of explanation. What a weekend, we've had. Remember our last Friday, we were having trouble even connecting to RBN because Skype was having problems. Then this morning I get on up and my wife's computer won't turn on. We finally figure out the uninterruptible power supply, just 2 weeks out of the extended service contract, had died. So we're going to have to deal with that as well. And then, we tried to set up connection for the show yesterday, and our local internet was going up and down and up and down and up and down. It would be up, and I'd think, okay, we're good for the show. Then it would go down again. So when I called John Stadmiller on the cell phone, the regular cell phone system could not get through. Took multiple tries before I could finally get to him and say, you need to get to Mike and tell him to do a best of show. It really feels like the entire country is just falling apart. But we may take solace in the fact that we all know the correct gender pronouns with which to address each other. And I guess that has to count for something. So that's kind of where we are right now. Corporate media is having all kinds of orgasms over the fact that Dow crossed the 23,000 line for the first time. Yes. And you understand that when they treat the stock market numbers like a sporting score, that's a bad sign. You know, so I'm waiting to see the little cheerleaders out there in their gold lame outfits and their pom-poms just cheering it on. But the stock market is totally disconnected from the regular economy. And even stock market experts are saying, I have no idea what's going on. It shouldn't be doing this. Well, it's being manipulated. So that's what's going on with there. Anyway, getting on back to business here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling our dials, trying to deal with the issues from Skype and everything else that's going south on us, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. As a matter of fact, we've actually got a caller already waiting on the line. So we're going to go to Ralph in Toronto. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi there. So nothing quite says cover-up like somebody actually retroactively adjusting government databases. So I was looking at this shooter in Vegas, and it was said he had two airplanes. I can actually find one airplane that he owned, and I'm thinking I can tell a lot about a person by the kind of airplane they own. Well, his was an SR-20,
okay,
which is a small single-engine airplane. The interesting thing was, of course, all airplanes are identified by an N number, and this airplane was once, the N number was once used on a Cessna 150 for about 3 or 4 years until it was retired. And then people, when they register a new airplane, can go on and pick up the that N number for their airplane. So he picked up that one. Well, what's interesting is that airplane, after he sold it, all those records exist, but after he sold it, it actually ended up in the possession of a company that does defense contracting in Virginia. Mm-hmm. They only work for the Defense Department. They were flying it around. You might say, well, that could be just a coincidence. But the interesting thing is that there's all these sidebar databases. So when you file an IFR flight plan, a program called FlightAware, it picks up your flight, mm-hmm. destination and source, and all the points along in between. And this flight, a couple of years earlier, had been logged by this defense company. So they were actually in possession of the airplane and flying it around. And magically now, all the records to do with this aircraft have disappeared, and the only thing you can find is that old Cessna 150 record from years ago. So that somebody actually went into the FAA database and deleted mm-hmm. those transactions, and there's no sign of that N number now at all.
Well, it certainly fits the pattern that we've seen emerging about this story, and we're going to have more about Las Vegas further on in the show. More and more people coming forward and saying it just doesn't work. We had somebody send in this video about an audio analysis of the video taken by the taxi driver showing that most of it follows the normal pattern of close gunfire, echo, but there's a couple of echoes in there for which there is no close gunfire. That right there says there was, in fact, a second shooter quite a distance away from Mandalay Bay Hotel. And a lot of people are saying that there are these two very narrow sky towers, and they're shut down. They're not open to the public anymore. They're right next door to the concert venue, and there may have been a shooter in there. So anyway, Ralph, thank you for the update on the...
One last thing. It is reassuring to the gun control people that the Mandalay Bay is a gun-free zone. So I guess that keeps us all safe.
It absolutely worked. Absolutely worked here. Yeah, we confirmed that it was a gun-free zone, which again begs the question of how this guy got all these, or how whoever's really behind this, got all of these guns up to that room on the 32nd floor with all the TV cameras and everything around there, unless it was a government operation. And again, we're now starting to see indications that the owners of the Mandalay Bay and MGM Entertainment were dumping their stock weeks before this all happened. So they knew something was going to happen. Something was going on.
Well, we're listening
on, okay?
In Canada, Mike. It's a great show, and we're listening up here in the north.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Canada's a lovely place, and Claire and I used to visit there on a regular basis when we lived in Washington State. Beautiful, beautiful anthropology museum there in Vancouver. Ralph, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on to more contemporary news about politics here. Do you remember the company Fusion GPS? This was the opposition research firm responsible for overseeing the creation of the infamous Trump dossier that was written by this British spy, Christopher Steele. And they have been subpoenaed by the Congress to come on in and explain just how this information all came to be in there, given that virtually all of it has now been completely discredited. And so these three co-founders of Fusion GPS are simply saying, we refuse to comply. We will not honor the subpoena ordered by the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman David Nunes. And that's from a letter from their attorneys. Well, I think it might be time to send the whatever congressional law officers are there. Slap the handcuffs on them. But it's obvious something's going on there. Did you see how everything's a big, big, big cover-up? Experts are saying that the argument that Fusion GPS is using to ask to be excused from testifying is on very, very shaky legal grounds and is unlikely to hold. And the reason they don't want to testify is it's going to come on out. The Trump dossier was a complete fabrication from beginning to end, and that's going to come on out. Now, the FBI has gone ahead and confirmed that former FBI Director James Comey drafted his letter exonerating Hillary Clinton on the email investigation before the investigation had really gotten underway. And so now there's a hue and cry saying, well, we've never had an investigation of this issue, a proper investigation, and we haven't. We need to get one going right now. But again, if I am correct as to what was going on with that email server and the Clinton Foundation, that is a scandal that could bring the entire government down. But it's time to push on this story. It is really, really time to push on this one. Over at Judicial Watch, their president, Tom Fitton, is saying somebody knowingly withheld documents on this Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting, because over the weekend, you had the FBI coming out and say, oh, we found all these papers about the meeting here. That's obstruction of justice right there. So they're going to be looking more into that. And the timing of that meeting and the subsequent handing of a get-out-of-jail-free card to Hillary, the timing is just a little too cute. And this idea that they just met at this airport on the other end of the country to talk about their grandchildren and other such nonsense, no. It's not holding up. They're acting like there's a big secret there that they're trying to keep the lid on. Meanwhile, back over at Judicial Watch, the State Department has revealed that there were 2,800 Huma Abedin government documents on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And there's going to be a hearing about that matter in 2 days, on Thursday. Now, remember, much of these documents were classified, are classified information. They should not have been outside a secure government computer system. Certainly not on this laptop being shared with Anthony Sexting Weiner, who's wide open to blackmail. It's extraordinarily careless and reckless. And remember, under Title 18, wrong intent, criminal intent, is not required. Negligence is a Title 18 violation that you can, and in this case of Huma Abedin, should go to jail for. Now, somebody over at the FBI is really starting to act like we think the FBI should be doing. They have uncovered more confirmation of Hillary Clinton's uranium deal with Russia, the Uranium One deal, where Hillary Clinton approved Russia's purchase, or leasing, actually, of 20% of U.S. uranium, and huge amounts of Russian money were pouring into the Clinton Foundation at the same time. That deserves an investigation, but it's still amazing that we're seeing so many of these liberal politicians and the corporate media still saying, no, no, we got to investigate Trump. There's something wrong with Trump. We got to go after it. Forget about Hillary. That's coulda, shoulda, woulda. It's in the past here. Now, one of the things that bothers me about Hillary is she's out there making a lot of public appearances. She's doing book signings. She's doing TV interviews. And she apparently was down there in Australia giving a TV interview as part of her worldwide book tour, and basically came on out describing Comey and Assange, saying, he shivved me, which, if you don't know the slang for that, means you stab somebody in the back, you know, with an improvised knife or a switchblade. That's what a shiv is. And so Clinton is still out there trying to portray Assange as a tool of Russian intelligence, and scoffed at the idea that he is a champion of free speech and freedom of information, and is out there saying, we need to ask why he felt he needed to do this. Well, I mean, that's pretty obvious. When you see somebody that corrupt in public life, in control of so many aspects of our lives, yeah, you're going to do something about it. That's the motive. That's been my motive. But she's out there trying to attack Assange and Comey, saying they had ulterior corrupt motives. They wanted to keep her from the White House. They were working for the Russians. And what is truly alarming on this is they're out there still talking like they can get Trump out and install Hillary as the president. And so over at InfoWars, they have this plan that's been put together by this Harvard professor, Lessig. And the plan is that Trump gets impeached for colluding with the Russian government during his election campaign. The fact that there's no evidence for that should not stand in any way whatsoever. And then once that happens, in Lessig's fantasy, he suggests Vice President Mike Pence would then resign. The final stage of the plan is Speaker Paul Ryan would be urged to do the right thing and also resign, because he would now be the president. If Trump and Pence leave, the Speaker of the House, under the rules of succession, becomes the president. And the final step of this plan is, supposedly, Paul Ryan will be convinced to install Hillary Clinton as vice president. Then he leaves, leaving Hillary to become the president. There's only one small problem with this liberal fantasy. The vice president has to be the same party as the president. Would Hillary be willing to change parties to get that Oval Office? Yeah, she probably would. But they're caught up in this fantasy. We're almost a year after that election. And Hillary is still dreaming of finding some way she's going to take that White House. Because in her mind, she worked hard for it. She cheated for it. She murdered people for it. And by golly, she's owed it. So, now, the journalist who basically broke the Panama Papers story was killed on Monday in a car bomb near her home. Daphne Guarana Galizia died on Monday afternoon when her car, a Peugeot 108, was destroyed by a powerful explosive device which blew the car into several pieces and threw the debris into a nearby field. Sounds like something was installed on the bottom of the car here. And obviously everybody who lost the tax sheltering in the Panama Papers had reason to be angry with her. So did the Clintons, who knew and did business with many of those people who were outed in this expose. So if the Clintons are tangled up in this mess, then the official conclusion will be that Daphne Galizia blew herself up in a fit of depression. She was just oh so depressed, she couldn't deal with it anymore, so she bombed her own car. All right, let's grab a phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to talk about what you're talking about right now, the whole thing with the Russiagate and trying to get Trump out and so on. And I think from the very beginning, as we all know, that Nixon was driven out of office for breaking into the Watergate office and basically undermining democracy and so on. But I would tell you that, in my opinion, and I've said this before, but this whole thing with Russiagate comes because Obama and Hillary weaponized the intelligence services. They spied, they surveilled, it's proven, they surveilled on Bernie Sanders, they surveilled the Trump campaign. And they did it without FISA court orders, they did it without anybody's permission. Of course, the intelligence agencies that went away violated their charter that went along
yes.
with this. Violated their charter, and so they have a huge stake in making sure it remains secret. But at any rate, if it comes out, of course, since that makes Watergate pale in comparison, they had to have something. And when Trump won, then they can go back and say, oh, well, we were surveilling. Yes, we were surveilling, but it was because the Russians were doing this, and it's a cover for the fact that they were, of course, weaponizing the intelligence services and the democratic process. I think that's what's going on. They can't let that out. Neither can the intelligence services. And Russia makes a really good whipping boy for both the military-industrial complex, the neocons, the intelligence services, and the left. So...
Yeah, that's what Russia is. Russia's the villain. Everything bad that's going on, it's Russia's fault. You know, Hillary's email, it's Russia's fault. Russia was hacking it. And it's getting tiresome in the extreme to see them going on about all this Russia bashing. And frankly, I'm just flat out sick of it. I'm tired of hearing this nonsense because we know it's nonsense. We know it is nonsense.
Well, Mike, if I fervently believe that's what's going on, but they cannot allow that to get out, that was going on, that their democratic process has been completely suborned. Not that most of the listeners here don't already know that, but that would jeopardize a whole lot of people, a whole lot of institutions, and... they will ride this pony and suppress evidence and hide things like they have been doing until they get some sort of favorable outcome with the trying to get Trump out. So,
yeah, well, you're absolutely in agreement. But again, like I said, if the full enormity of what they have been doing were to come on out, and we're talking about all the way back 30 years to Arkansas, when you have that government-sanctioned drug running going on, yeah, that would bring the whole government down. And that's why even some of Hillary's worst enemies, they're struggling to keep this story under control because they want to keep their jobs. They like their cushy, very highly paid government jobs. They get to order other people around, tell them what to do. And, yeah, we're looking at the dark heart of the narcocracy, the reality of what our government is, a crime organization. Peter, we have to let you go. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as you know, Trump has issued a new revised travel ban. And once again, here in Hawaii, U.S. District Judge Derek Watson has issued a stay. An order blocking most of the newest travel ban. The only countries that he said it's okay to impose the ban on are Venezuela and North Korea, who have lots of reasons not to like us. But apparently the state of Hawaii, along with a Honolulu mosque, its imam, and two state residents who've got family in the affected areas, are basically arguing, you can't do this. It's going to harm us. And they're saying that it's going to hurt Hawaii's state university system, which has students, professors, and visitors from the bloc countries. Well, they're already here. They're not going to be impacted by this thing, as well as the Hawaii tourism industry. Well, to be very honest, I've lived here for a lot of years. We don't get a lot of tourism from those countries on the ban list. Most of our tourism comes from Asia and the U.S. mainland. But less and less of that because nobody wants to get groped up by the TSA. So this is just plain liberal tit for tat. And it really is a lot of nonsense to see all these people trying to block the travel ban, knowing full well that the president has this authority, that previous presidents have used this authority without any kind of complication or backlash, and that any action that appears to support illegal immigrants or refugees is a Title VIII violation. And if I were Donald Trump, I'd be thinking seriously about escalating this up, ramping it up. Don't want him to lose his temper, because losing your temper is a bad thing when you're a president and you've got access to all those weapons. But this really, this nonsense of open borders has gone on way too long, way too long. All right, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Steve in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to speak to you about revolution.
Okay.
I hear time and time again there's people calling your show saying we need to have a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, we're already in a revolution. What you're doing is you're relaying the information, exposing the people who are out there, and us people listening to your show, we're relaying to other people, and we're getting information from one person to another person to another person. And they say the first step to revolution is knowing who the culprits are and exposing them for what they really are. And that's what we're doing. And if you notice, more and more people are becoming more and more awake. Take, for example, this latest false flag. I mean, it got ripped apart like you wouldn't believe by everyone out there. And people are not buying it anymore. People are not buying the fake news. People are not buying the politicians. People are not buying the fake flag, the false flags. You see people protesting about the football that speak out against the people. The revolution is happening now. This is the first step. Well, we're doing it in
well,
a way.
I don't have a problem with this kind of a revolution. It's virtual. It's in cyberspace. My argument is with those who are calling up the show or sending me email saying it's time for a violent revolution. And no, I do not agree that it is time for a violent revolution for two very practical reasons. The American people are waking up. They are not ready to fight a revolution. And the other side is, if there's one thing the U.S. government can actually do well, it's kill people. And they won't hesitate to kill 25% of the American population to ensure the remaining 75% remain loyal slaves.
No, we're not ready, but we're making huge strides. And I can totally see the difference from even a year ago, from where we were back then to where we are now. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate it. I relay the information to, you know, everyone I know, and try to get my point across. Not only that, you know, I tell my son a lot of things at school, and mm-hmm. the stuff that they're telling him, you know, he tells me everything, and I tell him it's all propaganda. So he's telling me that when the teachers try to relay information of all the stuff that we've heard in the past. Now, he's telling me that kids are rolling their eyes and then teachers are getting frustrated because they're not really getting a point across like they used to. You know, that's another part
well,
of the revolution.
Yeah, we definitely have. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry to cut you off, Steve, but we got to take another commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a quick phone call here. Steve in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve in Florida, are you there?
Oh, there you go. I didn't hear you, Mike. Hey, Mike, I got a question. I'm in Florida now, and I was at a Walmart.
Yes.
And I noticed that the Walmarts are going towards automation. So I talked to one of the employees there, and he told me this in confidence. He said they were told within 1 to 1.5 years, all the Walmarts would be 100% automated, so there would be no more checker girls anymore to ring up your items. So I walked through, and I noticed they had 50 checkout lanes. Only 10 were manned by actual people. Everything else was, everybody was checking out their, scanning their own items and bagging up their own items. So I said to the guy, I said, you realize you are, with this total automation, you are eliminating the need for you as an employee. And he said, he kind of looked at me puzzled, and he said, well, a few of us will be working. And I said, you're eliminating the need for you. And so the question is, understanding that, he said this is a pattern that's going to be going on. Target's going to do it. Kmart's going to do it. But keeping in mind that employee wages is a big part of your cost of your product line. Now that they eliminate the need for people, their biggest cost is wages, you think Walmart will bring their prices down to accommodate their not having those wages anymore.
Well, it's not quite that clean and clear for two reasons. You're having to do with the fact that the initial purchase price of those automated self-checkout scanners has to be amortized over the life expectancy. There's going to be breakdowns. There's going to be maintenance. And you have to also figure in, as people realize they are not being watched at the checkout, how many of them are going to be like passing things just slightly off to one side of the scanner so it doesn't register at all. So I would expect that we're going to see Walmart's cost advantage in going total automation erode rapidly between the cost of the automation itself and the inevitable result that people who are at Walmart are desperate to get by on as little as, you know, money that they have, and they're going to be looking for ways to, you know, fool the security systems and walk out of Walmart with a couple of things that maybe they didn't actually pay for.
So you think it won't last? Probably won't last, huh?
It does seem like they're pushing in that direction, but there's something else Walmart needs to remember, and all these stores that are doing the automation, they're doing it at the local Home Depot, they're doing it at the local Sam's Club. Your employees collectively are also your customers collectively. And if you're putting them all out of work, just who do you think is going to be coming into your store to buy stuff?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I posed to him. And he said, well, they'll keep a few of us so we can monitor the checkouts. But I said, so they keep 10% and 90% are out. If you're lucky enough to be the 10%, I said, but, if you know, I don't understand why there's not more people seeing the big picture on this, that they're eliminating the need for themselves as an employee. And you're right. If everybody has no job, then who's going to be buying the products and services?
I mean, let's just do a reducto ad absurdum on this. I mean, we're heading to a situation where the future is going to be have all these shopping malls with all these robots and machines standing around with absolutely nothing to do because there are no more customers.
Yep, that's it. Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And now it's time for our daily episode of As the Stomach Churns, which is the ongoing saga of Harvey Weinstein and what's going on in Hollywood. And a lot of people are saying, maybe it's a distraction. I don't think so. A liberal broke the story, tried to break it at NBC, and that's caused a bit of a problem. But more and more people coming on out and saying, yeah, there's a lot of this stuff going on. And right now, some of the really big stars, the ones who really don't care if they ever do a movie again or not, they're starting to come on out. And Robert Downey Jr. Came on out with this elite Hollywood pedophile ring. And Corey Feldman, of course, some years ago, tried to blow the whistle on this. And he was told, you know, you shut up. You can't talk about that. So Robert Downey Jr. Used to have a friend named Diana. And she's basically the Rosetta Stone of every scandal and perversion from Hollywood all over the globe. Actually, Downey says he knew somebody who knew this lady, Diana Jenkins. And she was sort of the Uber procurator, if you would. Sort of like the Hollywood madam, but without so much public attention. And if you were running a party and you wanted high-class call girls and for Arabs, Wall Street, D.C. royal and elites, this was the person that you went to. And she was the person with the connections to get all this stuff put together. All righty. Now then, more and more people are coming on out and saying, yeah, everybody knew. Larry King's wife, Sean, was basically in Los Angeles on Friday night. They were leaving a restaurant, and some of the paparazzi were out there saying, did you know what Harvey was up to? And she said, well, it was very well known. Then she tried to back out of it and said, I don't personally know, of course. But if you've got that much smoke, there's a fire out there. Now, there's a writer, Scott Rosenberg, And he's worked with the Weinstein Company, Beautiful Girls, Con Air, High Fidelity. And he worked for them for about a decade. And he says, yeah, everybody effing knew. This wasn't really all that secret. Everybody knew what was going on, and everybody knew that if they talked about it, their career would evaporate. Now, last week, one of the stories that came on out was about how Harvey Weinstein basically accosted this TV anchor lady, tried to kiss her, tried to grope her. She put him off. And then all of a sudden, he just unzips and he starts pleasuring himself. And apparently, when the former owner of this restaurant, Armin Amiri, was reached for comment by The Hollywood Reporter, he said Weinstein's lawyers had contacted him, asking him to deny the incident ever happened. And Armin not only did not go along with it, he basically said the original story was mistaken in one aspect only. It wasn't a plant pot he used for his release. It was an actual cooking pot, which I wonder how everybody who had dinner in that restaurant after that night might have felt about that. And Hillary Clinton is out there screaming about, well, you know, this is, you know, white male privilege, like Donald Trump. She's trying to draw some kind of a connection between Donald Trump's reputation for being flirtatious with Harvey Weinstein's outright grab and rape. And, you know, Trump is rich and handsome, you know, unlike Weinstein. Trump doesn't need to attack women. Women are throwing themselves at him. There's a big difference there. But the real issue is that it's a much better alignment to contrast the active sexual predation of Harvey Weinstein with that of Hillary's husband, Bill Clinton, who has been accused of rape and various other assaults through the years. And Hillary gets all huffy about that and says, well, you know, that's just so far in the past. You shouldn't talk about that anymore. Well, a lot of what's coming out about Weinstein happened in the past. But Hillary's out there with a double standard. She's trying to use Weinstein to tarnish Donald Trump. It's not sticking. It's flashing back onto Bill and the fact that Hillary herself ran the bimbo squad. That every time a woman came forward, Hillary and her people would just destroy her credibility, tarnish her in the media. And apparently that's how Harvey's lawyer is going to try and deal with the current situation. Oh, who are you going to believe? Me, a big, rich Hollywood mega producer, or that bimbo over there, that actress? Just trying to use my name to become famous. Not really. Some of these people are well-known bankable names. It's not like they need the publicity. All right, we're going to take a break from this story because the phone lines are loading up here. So real quick, we're going to talk to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called about my cell phone dropping calls and why I think all this stuff is happening. But I also have something to say about what you're talking about right now. I worked in L.A. for 6 years, really. And the big names that weren't talked about is Bill Cosby, and he came up later, and Arthur Godfrey before him. But it was my understanding, and this is kind of work, because I had a friend that wrote for Photoplay, and she had her own column, and so she was always looking for news. And it was like what went around the business, what went on in the business stayed in the business. You've talked about this before because of this code of ethics. They're kind of like cops. We're all out to keep our jobs.
It's not a code of ethics. It's not a code of ethics. It's box office. These scandals come on out. You know, people start staying at home. They don't go to the theaters. They don't buy the DVDs. They don't rent the downloadable form. Look what's happening with the NFL. I mean, even though that thing is all dying down, their audience, those stadiums are now empty. And the same thing happens to Hollywood when one of these scandals breaks.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is why it's such a big deal that this guy's being brought down, because this is a big change in direction, and it's never been like this before. And so it's kind of a really big deal when you look back in hindsight from back in the 60s when I was there. It's like you don't talk about it outside of the business, but boy, we all sure talked about it in the business, you know. This is neat
that it's
now dragged out to the open. What I want to say about cell phones, I'm dropping these calls.
I want to stop right here. Just give me a second, because I want to respond to what you just said.
Okay.
This is not a unique moment, okay? There have been scandals in Hollywood before that came on out. And they get talked about, and of course the media's job is to tamp them down and let them fade into history and never bring them up again. The David Begelman scandal is a good one. The Hollywood Madam scandal was a good one. I mean, this goes all the way back to Fatty Arbuckle, that these things are happening, and they're all bad for the box office. And everybody who either works for the industry or has invested in the industry, they want these stories to go away.
Yeah, the madam, really, they never did publish her little book, though. But I know about Arbuckle. You're right about that one, and I'm not sure who the other guy is. But it seems like that to me, because before it was like, you know, we talked about this stuff, but we just wouldn't, you know, it would never show up in any publications, for sure. But this is you're right, it's not 100%, but it feels like a big deal to me. And I'm happy for it. As a dancer, though, if you can't do the work, they don't want you. And if you get to know the choreographers and you do a really good job, they send you telegrams, we want you in our show. You know, this is what this is the nice thing about having been a dancer. But anyway, my cell phone, I think that many government monopolies these days are running on scams. You know, I've had these cell phone things dropped, and I think it makes me have to call back and use more minutes, because I only use my cell phone for long distance or if I need it in town, and that's it. And I was noticing something on the Walmart thing, but anyway, I think that there's we have to deal with these problems.
Can we slow down here a little bit, because you're going from subject to subject?
I know,
and not giving you a chance to respond here. Part of the problem with the cell phones is that the newer, more advanced cell phones, they've got software problems right out of the box. Apple has just released iOS 11.0.3, which we installed over the weekend. Still has not cleared the problem I have with the email badge. But what's really going on is that the cell phone providers, they're trying to maximize the profit from their existing cell systems. And even though more and more people are buying cell phones, the companies aren't adding bandwidth to those towers. And so what's going on is you're having difficulty connecting with a nearby tower for a clear signal. It will go on out and try and connect you with another tower that may be further away, where you're not going to get a good signal. And here in my home, we don't have good cell phone coverage. And this is probably a big part of why yesterday, when I was trying to reach John Stadmiller about our internet being down, we just had so much trouble. Everyone's cutting corners way, way too much. There's no resiliency or margin for error in the system. And it does feel like the entire infrastructure, technology of the United States is starting to fall apart. All right, now back to Walmart.
Yeah, well, scam sensitivity may be on my part. I'm super sensitive to this, because it just seems like it's everywhere these days. But on the Walmart thing, I noticed something the other day, and I ran and got my statement here. And under, because I write checks for everything or cash, when I shop from the local company, that's a state-run company, the one that, you know, gives their extra food to the food pantries and stuff, it says under description, it calls it check payment, which is what it is, and it gives it a number. The Walmart, I might go to this Walmart this year. I went to Walmart the same week, and I bought groceries with this, I think. Yes, well, it doesn't matter what I buy at Walmart. They're going to call it purchase.
We're almost out of time. Sum up, please.
Here's the summary. A purchase means that you have to use your cell phone or a card to make that purchase, if it's groceries or anything you buy in the store. whereby this grocery, this local grocery store, you can write a check and they're not going to question it or put it through to the tower or make a big deal out of it. They have been trying to get me to use their automated thing because they're going to have that store-wide, I think, since the name's different, the description's different from checkbook, from check payment for one store and purchase for another means it's going to, they could use that, that
All right.
Method
well, let
of
me
operation
let,
for
let,
everything in their store, including
let,
the
let me let me just let me step in here.
Maybe.
First of all, I won't use the automated checkout, and I won't do business with any establishment that will refuse cash. Period.
Right.
End
it,
of discussion.
Yeah.
And we all
End
need to take
discussion.
A hard line. Sherry, we got to let you go. Take a break Thanks. For commercials.
Okay.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
politics. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to get some more phone calls out of the way and then get on back to the news here. Veronica in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. I did 8 years in a Walmart. I'm well acquainted
with how
they operate.
You have my deepest sympathy.
Oh, thank you. It was a horror. At least I can still talk in complete sentences. I know a lot of people that can't. But I'm very well acquainted with how Walmart operates, and I know several assistant managers, many who have left because they just refuse to treat the associates in the way that Walmart demands. My nephew was also an assistant manager there. He had an opportunity to leave, which he took up on, and went to, almost scared to say the name of his employer, it's a large warehouse-type situation where all the vendors' supplies are sent to, and then the vendors come there and pick up what they need and deliver to all the Walmarts.
Okay.
And Walmart announced to this company that they were no longer going to be needing their services, that they were going to have their associates do the stocking now. And, of course, this place employs thousands. They have a very good wage. They have exceptional benefits. And my nephew was just panic-stricken. He's like, I'm going to lose my job. So they negotiated with Walmart, and Walmart said, well, here's our demands. Keebler, Nabisco, and I'm lost for who else has already been eliminated, but they made their demands to this company on how they will be running their business from now on. They will be having only part-time people. The wages will be this amount. This is what you will do. The mistake that people make with Walmart is they put all their eggs in the Walmart basket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that basket drops, you know, they're left with a horror story. They're
That's true with a lot of places of business right now. I mean, over the last couple of decades, we have seen the working class America, I mean, just crushed down to bare survival. And for anybody who's losing their job right now, it's going to be a disaster because there are no more jobs out there. We have 100 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find work for months, if not years. And this rush to automation, it's almost a repeat of the offshoring. This was back about early 2000s, where the trend was offshoring. We're going to send our manufacturing or our call center off to some other country where the labor there is really, really cheap. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And the first few companies that did it started showing higher profits. Okay, Veronica, I'm going to have to put you on hold here. Do not hang up. We'll be right back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.